When you're the defending World Series champs, you just got to keep the same energy. We got Chris Taylor, Justin Turner, all the guys you want to see.
Walker Buehler's pitching today.
I mean, Shohei who?
Shohei
who?
Walker Buehler's pitching today.
If you want young talent, that's the future.
Boo-boo, get out of here.
Did you know Walker Buehler's pitching today for the Red Sox-Yankees game?
We didn't put that on the board, but that guy was a complete idiot.
I don't know what the fuck's going on with him.
And honestly, like, I feel bad because then it's like, oh, when I'm like, all of Dodger Twitter acts like that, they all do act like that.
Well, we had a...
That's the future.
It was funny because, like, you know when you see something that... You see something that you're like, ah, I'm not going to bite, but, like, I logged it in my brain.
And then you just keep seeing it over and over and over and over and over.
Yes, that, but, like, so you see a let's say, a particular tweet. Like, someone says...
Turn the mics up a little.
Someone says, Jordans are fucking ass, right? Let's say. Okay. And you don't want to bite because you know that's what they want.
Oh, you do it because Pete doesn't know how to do it. Turn the mics up a little. Yep.
4, 2.
Okay. All right. Jordans are ass. So someone tweets.
Someone tweets.
At Angel Hater. Jordans are ass.
Exactly. So, at Angel Hater, Jordans are ass. And you're scrolling and you see it and you know that that tweet is meant for a response. Like, it's like... You're a great white shark, and that's a fisherman.
It's clickbait.
It's an unsuspecting fisherman dropping their lure into the ocean, and you easily could go chomp and pull that motherfucker into the ocean with you, and it's Samuel L. Jackson in Deep Blue Sea. Oh. Ah, damn!
Great scene.
You're done?
Great scene.
But you let it go, and you're like, I'm still going to mentally log this and maybe revisit this if the time is right, maybe let it go into oblivion.
It's bookmarked.
Yeah.
Also, so that happened to me the other night, or the other day in the All-Star game. Someone said, I hope Shohei goes 0-for-4 just because I want to see him fail against the best. And in my head, I was like, that's a weird thing. Like, no one hates Shohei. That's
honestly,
like a weird thing.
How can you hate Shohei?
We got some stories.
And I was like, that's a weird thing to say. And then, ironically, that person is a fan of the National League, a team in the National League. And so... I logged it, and I was like, man, am I going to respond? I'll figure it out. Yesterday, of course, me being just somewhat petty. I don't take Twitter too seriously, but I do when I have to. I had to float out.
Which I need you to. And like, when you're petty, you're at your best. I need that.
I had to float that little, ooh, National League fans are so mad that they just lost to a designated hitter.
Just unbothered. Just, you might as well have tweeted unbothered like that because that's what it was.
Like Hasbulla when he goes,
like I can't. I got it. I'm so far done with Hasbulla. Like,
that's
I'm,
my guy, I'm done, bro. I'm that's done. My guy.
All right, episode 63. We're here. Yeah, that was a little fucking that was like a Quentin Tarantino entrance, right? So episode 63. Brock's in the outfield. We're back. Thank you guys so much for listening. Max Air Jordan 1 here on mic number 4. I don't know why I'm on number 4. Should be number 1. Carl Cervantes here. Carl Cervantes 15 on, what do you want, number 2?
I want 2.
That's ridiculous.
It's and just then, proximity.
And then boots on the ground, number 1. Again, that's how I know he set it up because he's number 1.
You would rather me turned it, huh?
I don't really care, actually. all right, Pete, I don't know where you're at, so say it.
At Soto underscore P23.
Up close. Soto P underscore 23.
Fuck! I don't like underscores. You got to put underscore in your name, like... Get a new one.
There's too many of you?
Yeah. You don't have to, but I'm just saying.
If you got to put underscore, there's too many of you.
If you told me that you had to put underscore in your name, I'm like, no, not happening.
Underscore.
You'd be surprised how many Pete's there are. Like, I tried to put Pete Soto 23. Gone. I tried to put, like, Peter Soto 20. Didn't work.
Dude, how fucking annoying is it for, like, pro athletes that are probably, like Julio Jones. If he's, like, Julio underscore Jones, like, how fucking mad do you think he is?
Yeah, no, I think they get like hooked up with the app. They just take it from the other person.
The team probably just buys it, right?
Some shit like that.
Draft just happened, we'll get to it. First overall pick,
Henry Davis.
Max Farias.
Okay. I was 30th.
No, but what if Max, you know how there was a Max Muncy on the Dodgers and Max Muncy got picked this year on the same birthday?
Another one.
What if there was a Max Farias that got picked this year and he was, well, your thing's Max or Jordan one, but it was 27 for a while, right?
Yeah.
What if he wore number 27 and he was like, yo, that's what I want. What is your number for, like, monetary number or, like, I mean, I guess it's a case-by-case basis with the organization. But, like, what's your starting bet?
Right now for Max?
Your starting bid, I mean.
So for the other ones, like, it didn't really matter. But I guess now for, like, Max Air Jordan 1, like, I want 10K or Kick Rocks.
What if they said...
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Like,
what if they said a stake in Air Jordan company?
Damn, that'd be crazy.
That'd be tight, right?
That would be tight. I'll take that.
Okay.
It's probably worth more than 10K, so yeah.
You get a bot for every sneakers drop.
Even if they told me that, like, you could just cop at retail shoe, I'm
100%. 100%. That's better than 10K.
That's eventually. Well, yeah, and then 100%. They just stop releasing them.
Like, yeah, because of this guy?
Like, yeah,
fucking done.
All right. It's been a fucking week, man. And it's only Wednesday. It's been a week. I actually enjoyed. This is going to sound, people are going to kill me. I was glad there was no baseball on today. And I'm glad there's only one game tomorrow because your boy needed a break. Seattle series was wasn't great. Kind of killed the boner.
Yeah.
All the blood went back to where my blood went from my dick back to my fingers. Like, my fingers work now. And the Seattle series, sus. Home run derby, awesome time. Remember you and I went to Seattle? Speaking of Seattle, exactly the same, except boots on the ground doesn't drink. So then I was good. When you go with someone that doesn't drink, then I kind of don't want really.
You get to
drink.
Chill out.
Yeah, so I only had like a beer and a half.
So I want to present this to you, and this is no slight intended to boots on the ground, because I'm actually pretty jealous that he doesn't drink and doesn't feel the need to. Because if I felt that way, I would be in a $1 million home, because I would have saved so much money. If I had gone with you, if I replaced boots on the ground and we went, would it have been problematic?
We're missing our flight the next day.
Fuck. Okay, that's what I figured.
100,000
And that was what I was scared of.
Percent.
Because I had a little bit of FOMO, and then I kind of got over it, and then I was like,
we're missing our or we just go straight to the airport, which was like my plan B, because I was like, if we go out, we get fucking crazy. I was like, we have a 7 a.m. flight. It's not that weird to check in at the airport at 3.
Okay, and then how about this? I got one more thing to drop on the top. I had totally anticipated not talking for the first half because you guys have so much to talk about.
Yeah.
But I'm here, and this is what it is. I'm sorry.
But it's not complete without you. Did you look at the Rocks in the Outfield header?
Yeah, I appreciate that. Okay. Carl in the green. Thank you.
No, the header, not the IG post.
Oh,
look at the header when you get a second. Okay, but yeah. People up.
We're going to take a little detour. I think at this point, everyone knows we're going to Cabo, right?
Yes.
We're going to Cabo next week.
New Mexico.
We're going to New Mexico next week. So I'm going to miss a few days from work. I'm going to... So backtrack real quick.
We all work 8 to 9 to 5.
We went to Hawaii.
Yeah. You're there. You're right there. You're in the header.
Who did that?
Me. And I'm not putting Monica in because she's in Hawaii. So you're in the header.
No, right. I'm honored.
All right.
Go take a look. Hold on.
Carl has a thought.
Go take a look at Rocks in the Outfield.
Right now. Pause what you're doing. Go look at Rocks in the Outfield header. Twitter.
Okay.
That's golden.
So we're going to backtrack a bit. We went to Hawaii a couple weeks ago. We were there the entire work week. We all work 9 to 5s. In case you guys can't do math, which no shame if you can't, that's 40 hours of PTO, right?
A lot
of PTO. That's more than me and you would ever fucking use.
What do you get every check? Like 3 or 5?
I think 3.5. Yeah. Okay. So that's a shitload of PTO. So that takes away from the things that I want to do. Like, don't get me wrong, I loved Hawaii. I had a great time. But 5 work days consecutive is a shitload of days to take off. And now we're going to New Mexico next week. So we're going to require 2 more work days off.
Yep.
I'm in the midst of switching payroll companies. My company is, right? We're switching payroll companies. So if you guys have never gone through that, it basically is like the company that was servicing you before, clocking in, clocking out, handling vacation, handling pay. It's basically just switching to a new company. So this new company has taken forever to get our vacation hours over. So across the board, unanimously, don't ask me why, 10.02 hours of vacation for every employee, like the last week and a half, right?
That's what you have?
That's what everyone has had.
Okay.
Every single employee. And so we ask each other, like, yo, Max, like, is your vacation updated? Like, nah, man, I got fucking 10.02. What about you? I'm like, yo, I got 10.02. So no one has a fucking clue because no one had the wherewithal to say, I'm going to look at my last payroll company to make sure that I have this documented, whatever, right? So I've been waiting and waiting and waiting. And I'm kind of like, okay, you know when you spend a shitload of money over and over and over and over and over without checking your bank account, and then you get like a $14 purchase at Albertsons and you put your card in and you're like, damn, I hope I don't get declined. Even though you know you have the money. Yeah. That's how I am with the payroll. So I'm like, fuck, I'm going to take 2 days next week to go to New Mexico. I really hope I have the hours. And I don't know because I've had 10.02 for the last fucking however long.
Yeah, that's fucking.
So today, the hours finally updated.
Oh, fuck. What do you have?
24.
All right.
So I could have gone to the Home Run Derby.
Yeah, see, that's.
And that drives me fucking nuts.
But is it more like you could use them whenever you want? Or is it like. So you could just use them whenever? Or is it more of like a feel thing? If you have 48 hours and you take off 40 hours and then the next day you're like, you know what, fuck, I'm not
coming. I'm going to take the 8? No, that's not a good look. And the guy told me. Mad? Yeah, like my manager, he's like, hey, bro, after Cabo, you got to chill for a while. All right, fuck, I said Cabo, I meant New Mexico.
New Mexico, yeah, we're going to Mexico.
He's like, you got to chill for a bit, like, because you did Hawaii, you did this, you did Arizona not that long before.
For sure.
So I get it from, like, an employer standpoint, but it still drives me nuts that I could have been in the fucking trenches with you guys.
It does kind of suck.
That picture would have been real.
That picture is real. But no, it does. I mean, this is just normal people problems of having, like, a normal job and then, like, trying to, like, do things like this, like content create, and having a normal job is tough. But it makes that much, like, I think it builds fucking character. Like, it's so tough because, so we met up with, like, Jared in Dallas. Like, it was funny because when Pete went into the state, like, Pete had the keys to the gate. Boots on the ground, obviously, had keys to the gate, went in as soon as they opened. I was like, fuck it, I was giving Dallas a Otani headband. I was like, I got to meet up with him. So I'm like walking the hotel's walking distance. On my way, I bump into the Rocket. And I'm like, yo,
Rocket and Dallas weren't together?
No, first time I ever met him, I was like, yo, what's up, dude? I hope you really think I'm not a troll.
Did he recognize you right away?
I don't know. I'm like, you don't know who I am, huh? He's like, I know who you are, but you said that and you threw me off. And I was like, so I don't know.
Okay.
Then we started talking. And then, what were we talking about right now? I just totally forgot.
You meeting.
He had the keys of the gate. And you went to.
Before that,
we were talking about normal people problems.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So I give him the headband. I'm like, yo, peace treaty. That's when we took the picture.
That's tight.
And
that's
I got
tight.
Roasted for my pants and being on my tippy toes, which if you're obsessed with height, fuck you. And if you're making fun of my pants, fuck you also. Gave him the peace treaty. I said, Angels Twitter, we apologize. Look, we might have overreacted, but you were just a casualty. Like, sorry. Got caught in the crossfire. Peace treaty. Gave it to him, and he's like, what's up, man? You going to Derby, whatever? And I'm like, yeah. He's like, you going to the viewing party? They had a viewing party in Denver last night during the All-Star game. Damn. And I was like, no, bro. I was like, I'm just here Monday. I got to go back Tuesday. I got to work. And he's like, just quit your job. And I was like, hey.
I wish.
Fucking hire me. Like, you have the power to do pool, that.
Dude.
Yeah, so that was just one of the things where it was fucking crazy that, like, it was cool to see him doing his thing, right? Because I know people don't like him. People do like I like him. People don't like him. But him, like, that's his job. By the way, he's Jordan 1s, way too tight. Laces, way too tight.
That's what Halo Weezy said.
Way too tight.
That was pretty funny.
But he was pretty cool.
It makes his, I know he's got the leg thing. It makes his legs look smaller.
And real quick, I just got to be honest with you guys because I can't lie. It was Rocket and then a girl producer that works with his podcast.
Okay.
And I don't know. The first time I met her too,
uh-huh.
She knew me by name, not by face because of the Barstool Barn Burner.
Got it.
So she knew. She's like, oh, Max, what? Whatever. And I told her and she's like, oh, cool. Nice to meet you. And they said, like, we're going to grab lunch. And I said, cool, where are we going?
Invites himself.
I think I invited myself.
Yeah, but, I mean, common misconception.
And then I was like, and then I did the thing where they're, when I was like, no,
like, I'm just
good.
Kidding.
I'm good. You guys go, I'm good. And then at that point, he was just like, he's like, you're coming. And I was like, fuck. I was like, I didn't. And then it was almost surreal. Then I was having lunch with the Rocket and his producer. And then.
So, okay.
It was Alex Curry, the thing last week?
It was like that?
Like that, but I was
so. But it worked.
Well, I don't.
Okay, wait. Know. But walk me through the reception of where are we going?
So we. we started talking.
Jared strikes me as a guy that's not scared to say it's actually just us.
No, okay. So so the way I'm walking, there's like, imagine we're walking like down like in front of like JP23. Okay. That's where I see him. I'm like, we're in front of a bar.
Coincidentally.
I just happened to see, literally just happened to bump into him.
Sorry. Why were you and Pete away from each other again?
You wanted to go in the game.
Yeah, I wanted to get in there.
Oh, you're on your way to meet up with Dallas?
I was going to go to his hotel, give him an Otani headband.
Got it. Okay.
Because he wanted it for like on field.
Okay.
And then bump into Jared, say what's up to him. And then I was like, dude, you know, obviously last week, Angels and Red Sox were going at it. Talked about that for a little bit. Talked about the barn burner. And then was just basically like, hey, like, you know, like, he's like, we're going to take a pic, post it, tag me, whatever. And we did all that. And then he's like, all right, we're going to go eat. And then I was like, where are we going? And then I was just like, fuck. Like, which was even, because I was telling them, I was like, hey, like Dallas said, like, hey, we're going to have beers before the Derby. And even that, I was like, fuck, I don't know if that was an invite either. So I'm just going to things that I don't know that I'm invited to.
But what, okay. And obviously hindsight.
But that could be like me and you going to Carl Strauss and telling
whoever,
ex-Angel person, be like, yeah, we're going to Carl Strauss, then we'll go to the game.
Yeah, so in that instance, we're welcoming anyone that wants to come.
Yeah, because I get it.
I understand why you would be in your own head, but at the same time,
I'm so rattled.
I know, but at the same time, if me and you are going to go to Playboy's party after this,
okay, Rysel,
and we don't want Peter to come, Peter's not hearing a fucking peep about it.
Yeah, it's true.
I don't know.
We're not going to say, hey, we're going to Rysel's party next.
We're definitely going to file this instance under the Alex Curry post game against the Orioles.
That's a wash, though. Or like that, you, not that you get a pass, but like you were in a different headspace.
If he didn't want you to go, he would have not told you like, hey,
why would he have said?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know.
Anyways, we're going to go get lunch.
Right, so took a picture with him. Also, you guys saw I was getting roasted.
Who cares?
I didn't see it until right now.
Yeah, boots not on the ground.
Tell him to blow you.
Yeah,
yeah. I was trying to come up with some comebacks, and it was just, you know,
he got rattled.
You should have gone the Jared route.
I wasn't rattled.
The Jared route, like my shoes cost more than you pull in.
Fucking killed somebody this week,
dude. Yeah, that was the Fangraphs guy.
Murdered.
He's a Fangraphs guy. He murdered.
He said my chain costs more than you bring it.
But it's actually so overall the interactions of like meeting these people. We didn't really meet that many content creators.
I seen a couple walking around, but I just didn't.
Bro, we saw Minivish.
Yeah, I saw him on Twitter.
We saw Minivish.
I saw Eddie Mo, I think.
Eddie Mo.
Eddie Mo was like, I saw the Padres guy. I was like, that you watch your fucking mouth. That's Minivish.
Well, he was Ohtani. He was
Ohtani Vish.
He was Minitani. Minitani.
But then he also took a picture with him in the Padres uni.
Yeah, no, he was Minitani on the Derby, and then
got it.
Yeah, so I mean the actual getting there. So we flew in Monday, right? Went straight to the hotel, dropped our stuff off, went to the Derby. Had lunch with the Rocket, met up with Dallas, watched the Derby, went back, hotel, then flew home. So it was like a quick 30 hours. Pete probably went about as good as it can go in terms of like hanging out with me for the first time, like solo. Like, yeah. Not even like I'm difficult to get along with. I'm difficult to work with. And like it went about as good as you can go. He does need like max 101, like refresher.
We'll get there.
And then, like for some reason, I don't know if it was Denver, but like getting an Uber was like a nightmare. It was,
dude.
Like,
no, I think nobody does Uber out there. I promise you.
And so I would tell Pete, I'm like, yo, Pete, you got an Uber? He's like, yeah, I'll get an Uber. And I was like, all right, cool, I'll buy you dinner tonight. And then it's just like 20 minutes of like, hey, which car are we? And it's like, oh, Subaru. And I'm like, there's like a million. Which one? And he's like. And then it was just like eventually we got in the car, and then the car we got was like the guy.
It was Bill Nye,
not stop
Bill Nye, the Edgar Science Poe.
Oh, he literally wouldn't stop talking, and then Pete was like, "Hey, you know who you look like? You look like Bill Nye, the Science Guy." And he didn't know who he was, so then we just 20 minutes.
We went on a tangent of like, you know, dude, you look just like this guy.
20 minutes of Bill Nye, the Science Guy, and it was just like that's where Pete needs like Max.
Hey, you look just like
you
Jared
can see
Travis.
Max like on the side just.
I literally, like, I don't care. Like, I'm sorry that you're doing Uber. I don't want to say a fucking
word. Hey, listen. This is your first lesson on Max 101. If me and Max were in the Uber together and this guy is letting it bang the way he seems like he was, just fucking talking your ass off, you had to be texting Max.
I had to text him.
You had to be like, what the fuck's going on? Yeah.
I literally.
That's Max 101.
I literally texted Pete and I said, hey, maybe let's just not ask this guy any more questions. And then, like, I didn't want to be mean, but it was
2 minutes later, I asked him a question.
Yeah.
Max 101, you have to be like, you have to put yourself in the brain of Max, which is hard, but like,
yeah.
It's funny. My mom asked me this question today. She's like, yo, so like, what about you and Max like works? And I was like,
damn, she doesn't want us to be friends.
And I was like, that's a good question. Nah, because she knows. So I don't know. However many of these people that listen know about my dad and Ernie, and that's an interesting relationship, right?
Yeah, the cop,
officer,
the felon, and the cop. Yeah,
it's a very interesting dynamic, but it works so well. And so people on the outside are like, yo, how the fuck does this guy get along with this guy? And then like things that the cop would say. If he wasn't the cop, like things that come out of his mouth, if he wasn't the cop,
and someone else said it,
my dad would lose his fucking mind, right? And so that's kind of the same dynamic with us. And I was like, that's actually funny you say that. Like, we just get each other differently than other people like ever could. And,
yeah, for sure.
And she's like laughing, like, no, it's like it's cool. I just think it's funny how like.
Because we could be at a game and like something will happen like three seats behind us, and then I'll just look at you and we'll already know. Like, I don't know. Yeah, it is kind of weird. You grew up like, you know, super rich, 25 bedroom mansion.
Did I not.
Came from the mud. It is weird that we do have like stuff in common.
Okay, dude.
So, yeah, Pete, overall trip score, A minus.
Solid.
A minus.
Very,
great.
Very,
like,
very solid.
I'm like a little. You know, we'll get better. Iowa's probably gonna be good. He did do the thing where, like, he's like, are you mad? And I was like, I'm not mad. I'm just more like, I'm just like thinking. I'm like, not even like, I just didn't like, say a word for like 2 seconds.
Yeah, I couldn't explain to you what's going on in my head.
I can't even explain it, but it was cool. Pete, you had a fun time, I'm assuming?
I fucking loved it.
That's my number one thing to make sure. If you have fun, like, that's
I fucking loved that's it. That's cool. Every single moment of it, I loved it.
Because we did get content. I mean, Pete, also, like, another criticism. The vlog part on the way to like the derby, he's like, my battery died. And I was like,
fuck. Mistake number one.
I was like, yeah, because you were filming the fucking Uber driver the whole time. I was like, you're filming luggage claim or whatever. Like,
and that's stuff that'll, you'll grow as time, like, as time passes.
I was like, we only need about like 20 seconds at the airport. Yeah. We only need like, oh, dude, the flight there was a fucking girl. Pete was window, I was aisle. There was a like MAGA Karen in the middle.
Nice.
Literally a Karen. She got mad that,
oh my gosh,
Max was like, hey dude, like, you're in our seats. And she was like ignoring us.
She
like,
wasn't in our seat. She just needed to move so Pete could get to the window. So it's like, hey, you know, hey, watch out. My boy needs to get to the window. She's like, ugh, you got a middle seat, broke ass. Like, what are you talking about? And then she somehow finessed me into being like, you want to sit next to your friend? And I was like,
I mean, fuck it, why not?
I
want
to hear you fucking cry. So I was like, yeah.
I don't want the boys to be waiting outside when we land in Denver with Jesus handcuffs.
Christ, it was so bad. But yeah, so Pete basically killed the whole camera from John Wayne to Denver Airport. That was the first battery.
Damn, he flew from John Wayne. That's fucking money.
No, it was cheap.
No, I'm saying money like good. Like that's cool. Beautiful.
I left my car there. Never did that before.
That's beautiful, bro.
Yeah, it was fun.
John Wayne is like,
oh, dude, Iowa? LAX to Chicago, 3-hour drive.
Oh.
Yeah.
From Chicago?
Yeah.
From O'Hare?
Yeah. Oh my God. 3-hour drive.
I'll be driving that.
He will be driving that, for sure.
I'll be driving it, for sure.
And I like better not be that. Like the Uber driver and asking me questions.
I like driving.
Literally, we're driving through Denver. The guy's like, hey, you want to know those fences are? And I'm like,
dude, we nope, yeah.
Don't care.
He's like, it's for the snow.
Like, I don't care.
It's for the snow, so like it won't blow into the street.
It's bad.
Like, what?
I wish you had endured that with me. And that's another reason why, like, I'm bummed out that you weren't there. But also, now we know, like, next year.
It's at Dodger Stadium.
Nope. The year after that, we're going.
I'm going next year.
Yeah, I know you are.
You're fired. You're fired when you go.
But the Derby overall was fun. We were in a good section. Obviously. Seemed dope.
You had the moment, the big moment.
Finally.
Everybody saw it.
Finally.
Iconic moment.
So, I'm sure you remember in spring training, you came on TV. Uh-huh. I don't know how many people texted it to you. Probably a handful, right? A
couple, yeah.
Handful of people texted it to you. This one, obviously, a little bit bigger of a stage. Got about 15 messages.
Everybody was watching.
Right?
Was
got about 15 messages from the homies. Got a message from a coworker. Got a message from whoever. And then Eddie, the people's champ. The people's champ, Eddie. people were texting me pictures, photos, same thing. Pictures, videos, they were just texting me like, hey, saw you. Is this you? Hey, this is cool. Is this you? Eddie.
Junior on JV.
TV. That's the only thing he fucking texted me. He just texted me capital T, capital V, and I just liked it. I was like, all right, man, cool. Like, thanks. No picture, no video, nothing.
Hey, but listen. Well,
like, four people did that. Like, if you send me a TV,
hey, listen,
send me a picture of me on TV.
I have to. I got to ride with the people's champ here on this one.
Oh, he's not the people's champ right now.
Bro, how do you text Peter? We just talked about how you said L-T-Y. Like,
no, really.
So, I mean, fuck, dude. In your brain.
True, but if you saw me, like, send me the pic.
In your brain, you got to know that that's what he's talking about.
Yep. I know what he's talking about. Send me the photo. Send me the video. Like, yeah, you saw me on TV. Cool. What do you want, a cookie?
Hey,
like,
hold up. I forgot. I wanted to tell you guys this. It was Pete. I think he had the fucking glove on his head.
Yeah. Well, he was holding the sign.
Yeah,
he was fucking just blop.
Yeah.
The glove on that fucking head. Oh, my God.
Bro, on the way to Colorado, he was in the window seat tapping his glove like we're about to turn a double play.
I was fucking ready to go.
Time. Bro, from takeoff to landing, he's just tapping his glove like he's fucking Ibar getting ready to turn two. Like,
I was ready.
There's no balls coming this way, bro. We're in row 4A. Like, relax.
Hey, so yesterday with the today is Thursday. So Tuesday, All-Star game, with the exception of maybe Ozzie Albies, who handled that like a consummate pro, the only other person I could think of that would be mic'd up well would be fucking Pete, dude.
If we mic him
up, like, I've been waiting for this moment my whole life, dude. I'm ready to fucking turn this, like, hey Trey Turner, turn two, like,
we're gonna do another like 2-hourly podcast, and then one of them is gonna be Pete throughout the week. It dude, the enthusiasm there is just, he's high speed, high energy. He interviewed like a fucking valet guy for 20 minutes.
Oh yeah.
We're just waiting for an Uber. He's like, hey, who you got in the Derby? And the valet guy's like, or the valet guy started talking to Pete.
Yeah, he was all like,
and then hey. Pete made him regret that he even asked
the question. Did he have the glove on his head?
No, we were getting ready to leave. Like, and
so
then
he had it in his hand.
The valet guy like was like, oh, Angel's cool. And then Pete's like, yeah, who you got in the Derby? What do you like? What do you think about Arnaldo leaving? Like, and then just like nonstop.
And then I started like kind of roasting him, like, because he's a Rockies fan. I was like, yeah, so how do you feel about Arnaldo and all that? You can just see him like tears Pete, in his eyes, crying.
It's
like,
hard to make fun
like,
of
dude,
Rockies
fans. Like, dude, why are you talking to me about Arnaldo? Like,
I'm not going to lie. It is hard to make fun of Rockies fans. It is kind of sad. The house was, Coors Field was packed with Rockies fans. Angels fans in a clear second, though.
Yeah, that's so what many, I saw.
Well, maybe not fans, but Angels gear.
I think the Rocket, he was like,
yeah.
Aside from Rockies fans, the close second, he said something along the lines of like,
ton of Angel fans.
Yeah, ton he's of like, Angel fans, Astros fans.
He said the nice fans that he's met. Number one was Angels fans.
Or like, no, like the most fans he beefs it with is
you're welcome.
Angels and Astros or something like that.
No, but he said the nicest fans that he interacted with on that day, he was like Angel fans and Astros fans. So
you're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, you definitely had a lot to do with it. But, I mean, shit, for a fan base that they say is the little brother, doesn't travel well, like, we sure made that shit fucking known in Denver, dog.
It really was the Ohtani show. It was fucking crazy. And, like, actually, I know Boob Nightingale tweeted it, but as soon as Ohtani was done with the Home Run Derby, which, by the way, great value. In the first round, gave us a whole night's worth of entertainment.
The whole thing.
Crazy performance.
The first night was more fun than, with all due respect, fuck cancer. First round was more fun than Trey Mancini versus Pete Alonso.
What'd you say with all due respect, fuck cancer? Who's going to get offended at fuck cancer?
No, with all due respect to that round, and then also simultaneously fuck cancer.
Fuck cancer, for sure.
Yeah, but like with all due respect, that was a great final round.
I had a feeling like Soto was a bad matchup, but he has power.
It was a horrible matchup.
He was fucking Oppo Taco, 520 went over
I think
head.
They set up Ohtani to fail.
Nah, Ohtani's pitcher fucked him, which is the real, we got the real problem here, like the pitcher fucked him.
Yeah, I thought Ohtani was done in the first round. When he started pulling every single ball and he could not like lift one single, I was like,
it was pretty weird. Like, so here's my thing with Ohtani. Obviously, he's great. I still don't even understand, like, what we're watching. To me, it's just like, let's win games. I don't give a fuck. Pitches, hits, steal. I don't care, bro. Like, let's just win a fucking game. He helps us win. The Ohtani haters, like, you have such a steep mountain to climb that this guy just did what he did in the first half. 33 bombs, whatever, a couple wins, pitches tons of shit. And the only thing you could say is he lost in the first round of the Derby. Like, you're just a fucking hater.
You grounded out 0-for-2.
You were just a fucking hater. Like, and I can't believe it. The people behind us, some fucking college, normal, typical college white boys, they're like, I got an Ohtani ball for sale if when he gets bounced, like, super discount. And then, like, that's when he started picking it back up. And then I was like, what's up, dude? You got a Soto ball? And then he ended up tying it. And then the second round, like, it was just, like, kind of. So we had a little interaction there where he was talking shit, saying Ohtani baseball is going to be on discount. And then he started heating up. They ended up tying. Then they went to extra time. And they ended up tying again. And then the three-swing Juan Soto rule, which, or, like, that was pretty clutch, though, on Soto's part. Not going to lie.
However, yes, Shohei rolled over on the first pitch. Duh. I understand. I'm not fucking caping for him. However,
caping or capping?
No, caping means I'm like trying to save him like a
gotcha,
hero.
Gotcha.
However, Soto's fucking pitcher threw that ball behind him to give him a rest.
Oh, you think so?
I know 100%.
But he didn't have the swing. Like, why would he like?
No, but
just don't swing.
He threw it behind him to like take the pressure off of him. He knew everyone was gonna laugh. Everyone was gonna say, "Ooh," and then Juan gets to chill. Get his energy back, and then swing the second one.
Damn, that is a fucking conspiracy theory right there. You should make a video about
that. Bro, I saw that. I immediately was like,
we got to clip that and like make a video.
Dude, I saw,
a conspiracy. That's a good conspiracy.
He threw it behind him, and then Soto kind of laughed, and then he was like, he just put his head down. He kind of like
gathered himself.
I was in a tough spot. I mean, I wanted Ohtani to win, obviously, because that's our dog. That's our guy, Golden Child. And then, like, it was pretty fucking cool to see when Soto, you know, went fucking 3-for-3, all the Hispanic players coming near him and like fucking cheering him up, pumping him up. I'm sure you guys saw the tweet where it's like the winning pitcher was Japanese, the closer was Australian, the MVP was Dominican. Like, how many times did we see that tweet? Like a billion. But that was fucking cool. Like, that was cool to see in a city where like it's really white. You know what I mean? And to see, like, all that was crazy. Dudes behind me were fucking just hating on Ohtani. I'm like, I don't know how you don't like Ohtani. Like,
I just don't get how, yeah. Like,
you, I know we deep throat him because he's here and fuck whatever. Guy, yeah. I don't know how, I don't even know how you're indifferent about the guy. Like, how are you indifferent about him?
No, like, why can't you just appreciate, we've never seen anything like this done in, like, our lifetime.
I think I'm going to start to crown people dorks when they're just like, oh, won't make the playoffs. Like, buddy, you root. Like, you're rooting for I'm trying to think of like an average play. Like, bro, you're rooting for Whit Merrifield. Like, what are you talking about?
You're here because Brian Reynolds is in the outfield.
Like your favorite, like you wake up every day and choose to watch like Gary Sanchez. Like, what the fuck are we talking about here?
You wake up and the Jolly Roger is more famous than anyone on your team.
Who's Jolly Roger?
The Bucks guy.
Pittsburgh Pirates.
This is his real name?
Yeah.
I don't want him anywhere near our team.
So here's my next. Okay. I have two thoughts of what you just said.
You mentioned
Shohei versus Soto, and then they made it interesting. You know, Shohei, I'll be honest, Shohei made us proud, bro. Like,
that was fun. Yeah, for sure.
He really made me like, damn, he lost, but fuck, he went out with like fucking swinging, right?
Yeah.
And then my second thing, okay, so I'm going to piggyback off of that in a second. First, what you just mentioned, though, about all the Hispanic players coming out to say what's up to Vladdy. I need that rule to, like, I need there to be a rule where no one can interact with the guy hitting.
Ooh.
Because Juan Soto did the fucking Thanos when he got the stones and went, doof.
You're a real fucking conspiracy head tonight.
He did that off of Vladdy Guerrero Jr., Fernando Tatis, and his little brother.
I'm kind of liking this conspiracy, Carl.
Dude, so Soto was fucking, you cannot tell me he wasn't gassed. I saw him. He was fucking gassed. He was like, in his head, he said, what I got to do to beat this fucking guy, dude?
Yeah.
100%. And anyone would in that situation. Go ahead.
He's like that. You guys have all seen Avengers Endgame. He's like Captain America, and you hear fucking the Falcon, like, on your left.
Yeah,
and here comes Juan Soto, Tatis, everybody, and he's just like, Donald's just like,
dude, so Soto was like, he's like,
yeah, Black Panther's coming.
He's like, what I gotta do to beat this fucking guy? And then he calls his timeout, whatever, And then he...
Ohtani could have walked off.
He walks to... Man. Yeah, he could have. The very first run. And then he walks over, and then he sees...
I think even the second
run. This giant fucking 6'3", cute-ass little puppy dog of a guy, fucking Godzilla. 22-year-old Vladdy Jr. Then he sees Mandime, icon, future face of baseball, Tatis. And then he sees his fucking little brother. Like, dude.
Who's little brother?
Juan Soto's brother. So he... He sees this and he's like, I don't know if you guys have ever been in this situation. You're playing beer pong, right? And you're like, you're losing and you're like, yo, I'm getting smoked. Like, and then you bring it back, right? And then you get to like within striking range. The other team makes last cup. You have two cups left. And then your partner makes one, right? So you're at this point, you're down by one cup. But if you miss it, you fucking lose. So that you kind of like look around, you're like kind of gathering yourself, and then your boy gives you the pat on the back, like, yo,
you got this.
Let's get it, bro. Come on. And then you fucking hit it, and the feeling after, you're like, it's like if you got picked, you're in Varsity Blues, you got picked up,
yeah.
And you're fucking getting it. So like,
I've been there.
Dude, so that's what I feel like Juan Soto felt.
You're saying Ipe should have been there fucking hyping him up?
Ipe, that's when you need Mike Trout in attendance.
Well, he called.
No, I know, but like
I get what you're saying, though. Yeah,
I need. I'm not gonna lie. Hey, I need more out of Walsh right there.
100%. Yeah, that's true.
I need more out of Walsh. I need more out of Kikuchi. I need more out of Kikuchi.
You know what I did see? You know what I did see? Actually, now that you bring this up,
Mariners.
You say Kikuchi?
Yeah, yeah. I need more out of him.
If you guys were watching the first round, Trey Mancini, I think he went second or first. He went against Gallo, right?
Yeah.
So he. Trey Mancini's going. He has like six with like a minute and a half left.
No. Trey went against Olsen, didn't he?
Yeah.
Trey went against Olsen. Correct. Trey went against Olsen. Trey has like seven with like a minute and a half left. Calls a timeout. Cedric Mullins.
Yep.
Ceddy Mull.
Yep.
Runs over, gives him a Gatorade, towel, whatever, and is like, yo, you got this, Trey. Come on. Boom. Rattles off, I don't know, 20, another 15, Less 16.
That's a fucking bang. Yeah.
And I think... Dallas was next to us when we were watching Olsen, right?
Yeah.
He came to our seats. We were just watching Matt Olsen rip balls, which was incredibly tight.
And that's then so sick.
He was the fucking man that day. He fucking is so big in baseball. Like, obviously, he's not like Trout. He's not like, you know, like he's not fucking Tatis. But he's not a fucking small fish. And he was on the field.
He's well respected by everybody too.
Chatted up with Olsen, picture with Ohtani, talked to Walsh. He was just like, but he's out there marketing his ass off. And if you guys listen to Start 9, I know he said that they basically I think we booked like 20 shows at the All-Star game. And I was like, dude, that is fucking wild. He was great, man. Man of the people, obviously everyone knows him. And I just thought it was so tight that he's like, yo, where are you? Texted him, pulled up. Watched Matt Olsen hit dingers, made a couple videos.
Wait. Tell
unbelievable.
Wait. Tell everybody what you said that he said.
He said, hey, what's up? And I'm like, dude, what's going on, man? Good to see you. Because we kind of scrambled to like meet up. His flight landed like an hour before the Derby.
Yeah, right.
Not an hour, but like a
pretty close.
Couple hours before. Yeah. So he went straight to the media day and then whatever. So actually, when I was looking for him to meet him up, I didn't even get to meet him up. I met him at course.
Mm.
So then, you know, we're hanging out. He's like, what's up, man? Who you here with? Carl? And I was like, nah, man, Carl couldn't come, dude. Fuck. I was like, it's me and boots on the ground, camera guy. And he's like, oh, fuck yeah. So then I think him and Pete kind of know each other. Pete went to Oakland and like said what's up to him. And yeah, it was great. I mean, he's just lucky to have him on our side. And he was great. I wish you were there.
I can't wait to smoke.
We were fucking packed in like sardines, though. Not gonna lie.
Beers with that guy.
Yeah.
We were packed like sardines, getting Olsen balls, and some were like they were flying, like they were coming in. I could feel Dallas like kind of box me out, like yo, watch out, grandpa. Like I got, watch out, bro. Like there also was a grandpa next to me trying to box me out too, Kelly.
Wait, so okay, shit. I feel like we
in the highlighter green shirt.
We didn't. Yeah, I feel like we didn't finish a thought a second ago, but whatever
about Walsh boosting up Shohei.
Yeah, fuck. He should have. I guess I think my only thought on that is
it's fucking two young heads.
Bro. The first guy that comes to you shouldn't be the Gatorade girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, like Like, if, and at that point, everybody knows, dog, Shohei's number one seed. Everyone knows Shohei.
If anything, everybody should be catering to Shohei
Ohtani. Everyone knows that Shohei. And then I saw a cool picture today of Shohei hugging Vladdy with Tatis and Soto, like, around him.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
But, I mean, fuck, bro. Like, you have to think, like in the NFL playoffs, the refs are going to give Tom Brady calls that they're not going to give Lamar Jackson. Yeah. Or, you know what I mean? Like, Shohei was the number one seed, and for a reason, you know? And I'm not just saying that because he's our hometown guy. He deserved every bit of the publicity he got. If they had given him more, I would have said, yeah, by all means, you know? Like, he's doing things that we've never seen anybody else do. So for the people that see that and they're like, oh, it's too much hype. It's like, bro, well, the thing on Twitter right now is go touch some grass. Like,
big time.
Like, yo, go lay in a field, you know? Like, if you can't appreciate this, you can't get on board with what's going on with Shohei, with what he's doing for baseball, then I have no idea what to tell you, bro.
The thing that I appreciate the most from Shohei this week is that this guy put, like, basically his health on the line.
I don't appreciate that, actually.
No, I appreciate it. Well, yeah, I kind of don't, and then I kind of do. Just, like, he knows what the fans want, and he gave the fans what we wanted. Going first, being the number one seed in the home run derby, hitting 500-foot bombs to the fourth deck. And then next day, you know, just shoving up everybody's ass in the first inning. We'll smell you, Tatis, buy you on the slider. I don't know who else he faced after that. Oh, did he face Vladdy?
I was going to face Vladdy. He's on his team.
It was Tatis, Arenado. Nolan. Oh, I think Nolan was third. So second was maybe Freddie.
I don't know. It was
I can't think of who it
was. NL Muncy.
Tatis, Muncy, Nolan. And he said bye.
Was it Monday? Was it Nolan?
Yeah, he got Nolan.
Anyways, but basically, yeah, I just appreciate
it. Appreciate that. I want him to be healthy. But obviously. I mean, yesterday and today, rest up. Or not yesterday. Yesterday was All-Star game. Today and tomorrow, rest up. Friday, home against Seattle.
Yesterday and today, rest up.
Yeah, he's going to have like...
Was it yesterday also? Because
tomorrow...
He has like a whole week off. Gotcha. Because he doesn't pitch until like...
Yeah, he's still going to hit though.
He's going to hit a nuke tomorrow against...
I'm excited to actually, you know, well, that was kind of fucked up. I'm sad that Darren Sutton's gone.
Okay.
I know a lot of people were split. A lot of people liked him, didn't like him. I, for one, liked him. I thought he was very enthusiastic, very optimistic. There was times when, like, he kind of sounded like he would make an analogy that really wouldn't hit or, like, would hit. But he's not the only one. Matty V, every 2 seconds. You know what he looks like? He looks like a cross of Fernando Tatis and Rafael Devers. Do you see it? Like, he does that all the time. We're like, hey, let's stop doing that. And then Sutton would do some things like, you guys hear the crickets? Like, and it's like, you got to. You have to, like, as an announcer, I think you have to have, like, a quirky thing. Like, you have to have your thing.
Like Victor's was Big Fly.
It kind of seems like the Angels are just shitty about this. Like, if this feels like a shitty way to do it.
Oh, it's awful.
Yeah,
worst way.
They were saying that it was like more like the higher ups that fired him.
Darren said he had no idea.
Yeah. I was reading an article from that one, if you guys want to call it the Athletic article, whatever.
Yeah. What you got against him, dog?
No, I just hate him. I just hate him. He's ass. Anyways.
Ooh, Sam Blum.
Sam Blum, he's ass.
Why do you hate him?
He's ass. He laid info all the time. Anyways, they were saying in the article that the higher-ups wanted him gone more than, like, Bally Sports and everything. Because he's never met Artie Moreno.
But what does that have to do with him?
Like,
So how do you get hired?
Exactly. Artie Moreno's, like, the... Like, he's never met, like, any of, like, the higher-ups.
Yeah, that's not his fault. That's like a girl that you take her on a bunch of dates, and you're like, why do you like me?
Or well, like, it's like dating a girl and taking her out, and then she's like, I have to break up with you. You never met my mom. And it's like, you never fucking said anything.
Oh, no, I'm saying more like, oh, why do you like me? It's like, oh, you've done all these things to make me like you, and then you're like, nah, I don't know why you liked me. Like, we're done.
What the fuck? Yeah, that one lost me. But... Okay, enough. I mean, it sucks that he's gone, whatever. But we got a new guy. I don't know.
Rich Waltz.
Yeah, I followed him, and I said I could DM him, and then I couldn't, so I don't know what the deal is there.
They blackballed us.
I don't really care. Actually, if you listen to Starting Nine, they kind of break down, not really, but they kind of talk about Angels withholding their players.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I listened to it this morning. They were saying that, like, the Angels media tries to keep everything in their payroll.
Which is kind of true. I mean, you kind of look back at it, and you look at, like, you never see an Angel do anything unless it's Trent Rush.
It's like,
or MLB Network.
The only Angel.
Or it's, like, got something attached to it, like...
No, literally ads, like, Trent Rush, MLB Network.
Remember when it was like, Cole Calhoun's going to be signing at T-Mobile, brought to you by Pechanga.
That's like nothing, though. That I'm talking like media appearances, like starting, like, I guess Starting Nine would be like, okay, maybe that's a little too edgy for
Jared Weaver's the only person who's been on Starting Nine.
Yeah, but not as a...
But he's
not as Angel.
Yeah, he's done.
But like even like other shit, like John Boy's thing, Rose Rotation, like all these other things, like, you never see an Angel player do it.
And that's where the Angels are failing right now. That's in my opinion.
That's one thing for sure. But Pete texted me that and I was like, I want it to be hard. Like, I want it to be hard so then when we get someone, it's worth it. Like, I'm almost like, dude, we're fucking crazy because it's like we're covering a team that doesn't allow player access. You know what I mean? Like, that's fucking crazy, but also, like, let's get this shit done.
We're falling in love with the girl that's...
I think the Godfather is just a shitty whatever his title is.
We're falling in love with the girl that's a virgin. Doesn't plan to have sex anytime soon.
Get it. Pete, you were talking to John Carpino.
Yeah,
so here's another Max 101 thing. He's just like, hey, I was talking to John Carpino on the phone. And I was like, huh, weird. Tell me more later. And he's like, what, you don't believe me? And I'm like, well, like, I don't. I was like, I don't know, like, if, like, I don't. One, if you are cool, like, I don't think you would lie. But also, it's like, you're talking to him. Like, you talking to him is cool. Like, you're just talking to him? Like, cool. Like, yeah. I don't know what that does. Like,
see, the thing is, it was just like, the way, like, he words it is just like, oh, cool. Like, I don't know. Like, I was expecting, like, dude, like, you tell him about the podcast?
Listen, Max 101, you can't get too excited about anything.
Yeah, that's
no, it's just like, I believe you. I would never not believe you. I've said you grind. You just hustle. Like, so if anyone would meet him and get his number and... I just, to me, the experience I've had with those kind of guys, suits, people that work in the higher ups, they don't give out their number. And if they do, like, I'm trying to see, like, if I show you a seed, I don't expect you to see an apple tree. Like, this is a seed. And it's like, all right, cool, you have a seed. Like, I want to see, like, an apple. Like, if it's like that guy, I'm assuming has the power to, like, help us out and do stuff. But right now, it's just kind of like a seed. So it's like, oh, cool. Like, let's see where this goes. That's why I was like, cool, tell me about it later. So now, I guess, is like...
Now's later.
Yeah, now's the time. Let's go. Let's hear it.
Okay, so I had recently ran into... I ran into him, like, a couple times. The first time was when I
bought... Yeah, elaborate more. Like, how do you run into
him? The first time I ran into him was when I bought this Fernando...
So at the stadium.
Yeah, at the stadium. Okay. When I bought this Francisco Rodriguez... picture signed photo by him. He stopped me. He was like, hey, what'd you get there? I was like, oh, I just bought it, got it from the auction. He's like, oh, you come to the games often? I was like, yeah, I come here all the time. He's all like, oh,
see, that's kind of weird that, like, that our president is just stopping fans to just buy
well things. So here's the thing, they brought me the photo to me, and he saw, like, the security bringing the photo to me. I was at the front gate.
Okay.
He comes by and he's yelling at security, like, he tells him, like, hey, dude, like, what are you guys doing? Why is there a line here? We're in the fourth inning. He's literally, like, word for word, we're in the fourth inning right now. You guys have a line. You guys are checking people's bags. Like, get them in the stadium right now. So you can just see everybody come into the stadium and not even get their bags checked.
Goddamn.
Which I thought it was pretty cool. It's like, obviously these fools care about, like, the fan experience. You know what I mean? Like, obviously these fools care.
Also, maybe just don't let everybody in at the same time, you know?
Yeah, exactly. You know what I mean? Obviously these fools.
I don't know what that is, dude.
Anyways, but yeah, obviously these fools care if they want to get people in, like, you know. Anyways, this point being.
All right, just you talked to him on the phone.
Yeah, I talked to him on the phone. I was surprised. I'm driving.
He called you. You called him.
No, he called me.
So he has your number.
Yeah, he because I gave him my info.
What the fuck? See, this is even weirder to me.
Yeah. Okay. So
I saw you at the Derby.
Yeah. So it was the last game of the homestand. This is when I texted you. I saw him walking to the stadium, and then I go introduce myself again. I'm like, hey, John, I have a couple ideas, you know, that, you know, I want to present to you and maybe Artie or whoever. And he's on the phone with Artie, like, right now. And so I wait for him to finish up with Artie, whatever. He's like, yeah, tell me more about it. Like, give me some ideas right now, like, right off, like, off the top of your head. So I tell him a couple of my ideas. He was like, yeah, man, that's actually, you know, what we're trying to do right now. But, you know, we just need fans to, like tell us. Because, I mean, we're just, like, the higher. I mean, we don't come to games like you guys come to games. You know, so we want to hear from, like, the fans and, like, how, what they want. And I was just like, well, yeah, I mean, those are my ideas. And.
Okay, so you give him your ideas. Then he calls you. What happens on this phone call?
When he calls me.
See, this is why I'm like, all right, cool. Because then it's just like, I bought a photo. He said, what's up to me? And then I saw him in the parking lot.
So, yeah, whatever. I gave him my phone number. 2 weeks go by. I'm driving.
Your phone rings.
My phone rings. It's a 714 number. Normally, I don't answer, like, private numbers, whatever. I answer. I'm like, hello. And then,
hello, this is Peter Soto.
Yeah, hey, this is John Carpino. I'm looking for Pete.
That's tight.
Yeah, and I'm just like.
You got drafted.
Basically.
So you just got drafted this week.
Basically, like, I'm getting the phone call, like, hey, you're going to Cooperstown. Yeah.
Why don't you take Carl's place at the Barstool Barber?
And I was like, yeah, this is Pete. Like, how are you? You know, like, I'm stuttering, whatever. Like, how are you? He's like, yeah, I'm good. I'm just returning your call. I spoke with you, like, maybe, like, at the last game of the homestand. You had some ideas, fan experience. I'm going to give you my email. Email me the stuff, and then maybe we can meet at, like, the upcoming Rocky series.
Okay.
Like, yeah, dude, that works for me.
Why not the Mariners series?
Okay, I think he's out of town. I think he'll be out of town or something. Because it's only, like, a 3-game series, and they go out.
I'm just kidding. I'm fucking with you.
Yeah, and that was pretty much it. We ended the call right then and there.
So he just wants to have, like, a brainstorm session.
Yeah, basically.
That's actually kind of tight, dude.
That is cool, and it's like, I don't, like, I wouldn't not believe you. I'm just,
First thing
I'm trying, like, to see the end goal. I'm trying to see the end goal.
My angle is get in there.
No, and, end goal.
And tell him, like, dude, like.
End goal.
This is what need to do to make the fan, because, dude, I've been to 30 games this year. The only time we cheer is when Ohtani hits a bomb. Ohtani comes up, Trout comes up, you hear his walk up, Mike Trout, that's it. I mean, I don't know what you guys see. I'm there from the gates open.
Yeah. No, I get what you're saying. Yeah, and, like, I've been to other stadiums, and, like, our fucking energy is, like, our energy
is
lit when it's lit. Like, on Friday against the Orioles when they're winning, like, it was lit. It was probably the funnest energy game I've been to. Weekends are obviously great. It's hard. It's tough. Nobody knows. Like, honestly, start winning and you'll start, and I'll, like, put a winning product on the field and you won't find an empty seat in that house.
Yeah, because
that's the only thing that matters.
I think to piggyback off of that, when we were perennial ALS champions, that was Thundersticks era. Like, that shit was packed to the fucking brim all the time. That was when we were, like, top three, top four in attendance every year. Like, it's because we were winners. We're still top 10 in attendance, but we're not top 10 in the standing. Yeah. Bro, so something's got to give.
It's literally just that, and I'm curious to see, like, I mean, obviously that's, so I'm going to label that as, like, John Carpino is your connection. That's your plug, which that's boots on the ground work type shit. I just don't know, like, what the thing that I got in my head is, like, oh, hey, what's up? Nice to meet you. We have a podcast. Cool. What is it? This. Okay, cool. I'll be sure to check it out. One, never checks it out. Yeah. Two, it's like, can't do shit for you.
Talk about dicks.
Whatever, we can. And then, like, yeah, there's a long shot that he might be like, yeah, we'll hook you up with whatever. But it's also, like, it's kind of just difficult. Like, it just doesn't work unless they're, like, all for it. And I don't see them changing their philosophy. I mean, I'm still going to, if you're going to follow through with it, do it. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you'll give them great ideas. And then we'll just see where it goes from there. But as of now, like, I don't expect, the reason I don't get excited is because I don't.
You don't want to get your hopes up.
I don't expect anything out of this. Like, it's just like, what is he going to, John Carpino does, I don't, if he listens to Rocks and Outfield, I'll be fucking completely shocked. But, I mean, hey, we're going to give you a suite, interview players whenever the fuck you want. Like, all right, cool, bet. Then maybe you'll see a smile out of my face. But until then, it's just kind of like, we'll figure it out. We'll work on the Joe Adells. We'll work on the Brandon Marshes. The pitcher that you hit up earlier, like, I don't know. These suits aren't going to do anything. He wants information on how to, like, fill the seats. Like, I don't know. Like, I just can't. There's no – I can't relate with that guy. The only thing we can relate is that you work for the Angels. I like the Angels. That's it.
If the hot girl says you're kind of cute, that doesn't mean she's going to let you smash.
Well.
But you have a chance.
You have a chance. So, a little excited for that chance, but overall. I mean, great work by you.
That's fucking sick. Hell yeah.
Maybe I'll just say that. I'll just be like, great work.
Way to go.
Clap, clap. Oh, no, dude. For real though, that's elite. That's elite though, for real.
What is your favorite acronym or your favorite like text acronym? Like you say TTYL if you're in a bind, you say you would say BRB if you were from 2006. That's not an acronym, that's one letter.
Short for okay.
No. K is K.
Okay, then probably IHY.
No, you've been sending me a lot of ILYs, but.
No.
How about WTG?
I don't know what that is. What's WTG?
Way to go.
I'm going to start using that.
You know that
Pete's going to get a lot of WTGs from me, bro.
You know that fucking game that I play that you hate?
I hate that
game. That everyone that has interacted with me hates now?
I hate that game.
That game is broken up into teams and you do things as the team, whatever, to meet collective goals, right?
Okay.
There's a chat forum of like people doing what Jared Walsh should have done to Shohei Ohtani at the Home Run Derby, hyping each other up. Like, I'm here for you, bro. You're doing great. This fucking guy, the leader.
Probably texted him WTG.
The leader, he puts, WTG team, you guys are doing great.
That guy is a fucking hero. That guy's a legend, WTG. I'm just going to start using that from the Rocks account. It's just like WTG, Walsh. WTG, Walsh. And then it's just going to be like, that's the only way we're going to celebrate. It's just WTGs. Okay. We talked about the Derby. Talked about the All-Star game. Talked about Colorado. Sutton, gone. Other dude. I mean, he sounds cool.
Yeah, he was on the Marlins podcast for a while.
The like Hencheverria. That's the only thing I really know him for. The Hencheverria or some shit like that.
Yeah,
he does like the.
He has energy.
Gone. Back. It's gone. See ya.
I think it's going to be a good pair between him and Matty V. I think.
Wait, where's Gooby?
I think Gooby gets let go pretty soon.
Bro. Brother, breaking news, Boots.
I'll be
breaking news like that on
I
here, bro.
I think
it's. Yeah, because he's going to be our pitching coach.
Because there's like. I don't know, Matty V, I feel like they're trying to go into a different direction.
It's a wrong
and I feel like Gooby doesn't fit that.
How far do you think he's going to go? You think he's going to go Bo Jackson territory?
Bo Jackson territory. Man, that's Bo Jackson territory.
Well, how about this? Wild. Let me present something to you
guys. I really hope it's not Gooby.
I think it doesn't matter who the guy on Friday is. You know why? Because we're not going to hear him.
I'm not going.
Because we're
going
to be there.
Yeah, I'll be there.
I'm not going to game Friday.
Yeah, you are.
Why not?
Can't have to work.
You're going.
I have to work.
Like Jared, going early.
Quit your job.
I have to fucking DirecTV set up in my place.
So do you have to work or DirecTV's coming set up?
DirecTV's coming to my place in the morning, so I have to work at night because I have to be there when they come in the morning.
WFH.
I can't work from home.
You can't. Work overnight.
Fuck, man.
Okay, then I'm going to the game.
I'll be there.
Okay. Have fun.
Duh. I'll be there
seeing I'm going to the game with the 4 tickets.
With who? Me. Please, no. Jacob Fanshawe is going to be on my neck again.
Oh, who did you give him to?
Just kidding. I still have him. All right.
I'll pay you the...
No, you're good. Where are you going?
He's probably not even going.
Who are you going with?
I don't know. I thought we were going to go. That's what I mean.
I mean, if you want him, you can have him.
This just came to a screeching halt because I thought we were going.
Well, I need to... I'm on the IL for until the Rocky series. Shoulder inflammation.
Dick inflammation.
When we come back from New Mexico, very next day, we're going to the game.
You're out of your mind.
Fuck you. We're going.
No.
We're fucking going. Rockies, we're going to smoke them. Smoke them. Rock.
Rockies in the Rockies.
Rockies in the outfield, yeah. Okay, so the Angels did something kind of funny. 20 rounds in the MLB draft, 20 pitchers.
No hitter.
A combined no hitter.
That's absolutely wild, and I mean, it was just now we just kind of weeded out the Angels haters because it's kind of like, oh, you need pitching, and then we get pitching, and it's like, why are you guys getting all pitchers? Like,
you're wasting Trout. Go get pitching.
There's no, like,
gets pitching. Why are the Angels drafting just pitching? Like, what are they doing?
If Herman Marquez smashed one of our female fans,
I don't want him.
Would that be Rockies in the Rockies?
I don't want him.
Nah.
Pass.
Would that be Rocky in the Rocky?
I want Scherzer. I don't care.
Yeah, we of course.
I don't care what anyone says.
You're only getting Scherzer if he gets an extension.
I'm getting Scherzer. I don't give a fuck.
I want Liam Hendricks.
I want a big name.
Fucking damn it.
I want a big fucking name. I'm tired of this shit. We pass up on Rocker, which is like, whatever. The other guy's probably better.
Sam Bachman.
You know what? Can we talk about that? Can we talk about passing up on Rocker?
I mean, yeah, talk about it.
Because I was getting like a kind of like a backlash. I don't know if you were talking about it or not, but I said, like, dude, like, what the hell are we doing? Why did we pass up on Rocker? And everybody's like,
that was all of our initial.
Sam, yeah, but you kind of flip-flopped too fast.
Sam,
you went like 5 minutes, 0 degrees, and then five minutes later, 1,000 degrees. Like,
because I did not know. If you were to tell me, no, there's a couple of Angels fans. Oh, yeah, Sam Bachman is our guy.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Exactly. Like, dude, you can't sit here and tell me, like, Sam, that guy was on your radar the whole time. No, like, I mean, I promise you,
we're normal fans.
He throws cheddar packs, though.
We're normal fans. We wanted Rocker. I'll say that.
Exactly.
But then, so I tweeted, get Rocker now. And then they got someone else. And it's like, I can't, because we do this podcast, I can't say, hey, fuck Sam Bachman. Like, cool. We'll ride with Sam. We'll ride with you now, bro. Like, I wanted the other girl. Like, I'm going home with this girl. Like,
I fucking hate when eye emojis backfire on me, though. Like,
when did you eye emoji someone?
Dude, like, when I first started Twitter in like 2011, and you would like subtweet people, and then like a fine ass girl will post something, and then you put like the eyes, and you would just hope she would see it without you seeming too forward. On Saturday, I said, "Oh, well, when was it? Tuesday? Fuck, I'm off my rocker, literally." I was like, "Kumar season, eye emoji, eye emoji, eye emoji," because we had the next pick, and they had taken that Benny Montgomery or something.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, Kumar season, I, Sam Bachman. And the eyes backfired on me. I mean, don't get me wrong. Neither one of these fucking guys has done anything for us yet.
It was your fault.
So,
yeah, but it's the big name, bro.
No, I know, but Roberto Baldaquin was the big name. And Vladdy Jr. and Fernando Tatis are not Angels because of that.
I guess that's true.
Yeah.
So, it's going to be tough when...
That haunts us.
It's going to be tough if the next thing comes around and it's like...
How do you not get Vladdy Jr.?
We drafted Kumar Rocker.
I know. What the fuck?
That's what I mean, though. If we drafted Kumar Rocker and then Sam Bachman goes to the Mets and he's the next DeGrom. It's like, it's...
Yeah, I get. I mean, well, this is obviously like I hate when it's MLB draft time or like scouting time or whatever because I don't know shit.
Yeah, see, that's why I did my paperwork and that's why I flipped the switch real quick.
I really just don't know shit. Like, I just... Yeah, you went too far one way and then too far the other way.
I think
way.
Pete went the route of trying to be optimistic. Like, yo, look at everything that we have gotten. We missed out on Kumar, but look at everything else.
Mm-hmm.
No, we went like, oh, we didn't draft Kumar.
I
was like, fuck yeah, I was
pissed.
What the fuck are they doing? Whatever.
I was like, what the hell were we doing? Kumar was our guy. Kumar is like, it's like Star Wars.
Yeah, but then I think you got to wait like a day before you.
No, it's like the Star Wars, like, it's Luke, whoever the hell it is. Like, you were the chosen one.
Vader. Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah,
tells Anakin.
Yeah, exactly. You know?
Star Wars.
I love Star Wars.
Yeah, I love Star Wars, too.
All right, nerds. So they went 20 for 20, which is going to be funny because now we could do a 30 for 30 on how we went 20 for 20.
So,
pretty cool, though.
On three, I want both of you guys, including myself, we're going to say, out of those 20, how many of those hit where we're happy?
Oh, my God.
No. How many, if this number that comes out of your mouth hits, you're happy. Okay? On three. Ready? Okay.
Wait. Just say a number.
So.
Say a number one through 20.
We drafted 20 guys. Out of those 20, if blank number hits and they're serviceable, let's say even good MLB pitchers, you're going to be content with the 20 pitchers drafted.
Okay.
All right? On three. One, two, three. Three.
12.
What'd you say?
I said three.
I said two.
He's a 12? The guy's out of his mind.
How's 12 going to work?
12 are going to be.
Where are you going to put them?
12 out of 20?
12 is going to work.
The whole bullpen is going to be the 2021 12
class. 12-man rotation?
Jesus Christ, dude. Like, nah. Two of them.
Bachman
and then any other one.
I want three because that means that we still could have, we could go 6-man rotation and we would have Shohei, Reed.
Well, Bachman, the thing with him is that he could play this year, right?
Yeah, that's what they're
saying. Is that what's going on? Is that
what that's happened? What they're saying, yeah.
So let's fucking do that then. All right, enough draft talk. I hate the draft. Stupid. We should have got Rocker.
Yeah.
I mean, also, people were saying I look like Red Sox Marcelo Meyer.
Yeah, you are, because he's 18 and you are 18.
The guy looks like Vinny Chase from Entourage.
You're 18.
I look like him. He looks like me.
You're 18.
He looks like me. You say you look like him. You're done. MLB The Show.
You're done.
All right.
Did you do a face scan?
Yes. Fletcher, 24 hits in a row. 24 game hitting streak.
Yeah.
Kobe. Pretty,
if he doesn't get a hit Friday, we jinxed it.
No, because everyone's been talking about it.
Yeah, I'm actually really like excited about it.
I'm actually kind of scared. That's super like cool. Him having the days off is just going to mess with them.
Like, no, I don't think. I think if anything, he's like, he's in his own brain. He's like, I need
these. All right, hits. On three, how far does this hitting streak go? One, two, three.
61.
25. What'd you say?
61.
God damn.
32.
All right. I'm not going to say what I said, but.
You said 25. 25.
We heard you.
I did say 25. Yeah, you're right.
We heard.
All right. So, I mean, that's cool.
The podcast heard you.
Gotta shine the light on Fletch a little bit, obviously. We're no surprise that he could do that, but, I mean, I'm sure the league's been kind of put on notice. So
the thing is, he's not getting, like, seventh inning his last at-bat, getting a dinker. He's going, like, 3 for 4.
He's hit. Yeah, I wish they counted, like, he hit 2 hits in one game, so now he's at 26. Like count that. How many hits? We got to find out how many hits he has in his last, like, like, how many hits does he have in this 24-game hit streak? It's probably, like, 40.
45, yeah.
Unbelievable. Okay, some real quick MLB. Okay,
sorry. Before we leave that, what number are you, like, Joe DiMaggio watch?
What number is he?
56. It's got to be, like, 35, huh?
42.
Oh, like Ron, like, I say 45.
Like 42, I'm like, then I'm starting to pay attention.
Like, you know, when a guy takes a no-no into, like, the sixth, you're like, ooh, seventh?
Yeah, well, nowadays, shit. No. Nowadays, it's in the third, and people are like, oh, no-hitter.
Yeah, but, like, the smart kind of, like, I know what this game is like fan is going
to
be like.
Yeah, because I think the trolls are, like, in the third. Like, they're trying to, like, jinx it.
Bob Nightingale in the fifth. Yeah. And then if he.
Oh, as soon as he tweets
if
it,
if he beats
over.
The Bob curse and he's in the sixth or seventh, you're like,
yeah,
oh.
Yeah, Bob better not tweet anything about David Fletcher, I swear.
Yeah.
David Fletcher.
He had another one this week. Ohtani advances. Like, you're a fucking idiot.
And then he deleted the tweet, I think.
Yeah, you have done. You're an idiot.
He's a dumbass.
All right. Trevor Bauer, Rachel Luba hiking in Zion. Didn't that feel like a weird photo?
She was wearing the same outfit that I wore.
Where?
To Yosemite.
Where would you wear that?
To Yosemite.
Why would you wear
that? Remember when I wore that Ranger Chuck outfit?
Jesus Christ. Yeah, actually, I do remember that.
That was my fit.
That looked like a weird photo, man. I think he's cooked.
He got a horrible body.
Dude, no, they were saying that they look like crackheads. That's if you read the quotes. Yeah. Legitimately. Crackhead.
I think he's done, dude.
He's done.
Has to be.
He's done.
Cooked.
At least not pitching this year. Not pitching this year again, for sure.
And also, like, I know people were saying they're, like, romantically involved. Allegedly, I don't fucking know because I don't care enough. But that's not going to be fun. Like, that's probably not fun to be like, hey, you're... X was doing this on this date.
It probably wouldn't even be X. It probably would be like open relationship type shit.
That's fucking, yeah, I'm out.
Because Rachel probably knows what it is if
allegedly.
Yeah, they are a thing, because Bauer's been open about, like, I have rules with girls and blah, 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 you know?
Yeah, that whatever. That photo gave me the creeps.
The heebie-jeebies?
It kind of did.
It was weird.
7-inning rules getting the fuck out of here.
Yeah, I can't wait, man.
I don't really care about it. And then I don't know what the last thing said. Oh, Stephen A. Smith, obviously.
I just think because that 7th inning rule has... I mean, the 7-inning no-hitter?
Double-header.
Yeah, double-headers.
Well, I mean,
they're not going to do those anymore.
That's what I meant. I was on the
runner on second
the
rule.
Potential 10th-inning runner on second.
Yep.
I want that one the fuck out of here. Because we've gotten fucked by it so many times.
Yeah.
I need it to be like old-school... Chris Iannetta, 15th inning home run. And I know a lot of people are not going to love that, but, I mean, fuck, man. You don't get to go to the movies and say, this is too long, end it now.
Exactly.
It's true.
It's like
I actually do miss game. Like, we haven't had a game in the 16th inning in a long time. Or, like, the 18th, where it's just, like, two games. Like, I'd love an 18-inning game. That'd be great.
We're there till like, 3 in the morning.
That'd be cool. I think that would be really cool.
And as a degenerate drinker, I think of...
Oh, no, you're done drinking it.
I think of not drinking from the 7th inning to the 16th, and I'm asleep in my chair.
Yeah.
It's horrible. Right.
Anybody got thoughts on Stephen A? I really don't. Like,
racist.
I think everyone said what they had to say at this point.
If it was anybody else, they would have lost their job. But just because it's him.
It's kind of weird to be like, hey, I don't. This guy can't be the face because he doesn't speak English. And it's like, well, like that's kind of like
hip. Jared said something pretty fucking slick. He's like, when's the last memorable Mike Trout quote you can
think of? I didn't like that, but I'll let it slide.
It's true because he's.
Don't come at the king, bro.
He's not. He's saying Mike Trout is.
We defend the king with no question.
Mike Trout has been the face without anything.
We defend the king at no question.
We defend him if it's a slight. That wasn't a slight. It wasn't a slight because it's like. It was a
compliment. I get what he's saying, though. I mean, it's just tough, man. Stephen A, you put himself in a pretzel. I told P, I was like, I'll give him props. That motherfucker knew exactly what day to say that.
Yeah. It's right.
He knew what he was doing.
From a marketing standpoint, it Max
and said. There's no way ESPN could be mad. Like there gets so much like shit.
It's clicks.
That video was the most viewed all day.
That's so crazy. I was listening to an interview with or a podcast with DJ Academics, and if you guys don't know him,
5 hours long.
Yeah, he's notorious for being. It's pretty cool. Yeah. He's too far away from the mic, so I want to kill him. But he's notorious for just stirring shit up, and he himself said, "I don't care if you have 300 people commenting how much they love you. If you have 2,000 motherfuckers saying that you're a piece of shit, they hate you, I'm gonna have you on every time." Because So I have you on my show, right?
Okay.
And your 300 Maxer Jordaners are saying, "Yo, I fucking love Max. He's so tight, dog. Like, I ride with him."
Okay.
I have Pete on. He has not nearly the amount of Max Air Jordaners that you have. The Soders, they're not here.
Okay.
It's a ladder boys.
But 2,000 people are saying, fuck this guy.
You'd rather have him on.
I'm going to have Pete on every time.
Gotcha.
As opposed to having you on.
That makes
sense. Already know these people love you.
Gotcha.
So I got the ladder boy haters. They're
got out you. Here. The bigger
in,
number.
They're out here in numbers saying, fuck this guy, you know? So
that makes sense.
Yeah, and I mean, shit. Stephen A is just really laying into that, bro. Like, you can't even blame him at this point if that's what works.
I think more like Jake Paul and Logan Paul are doing that shit. But yeah. Stephen A, I mean, if you haven't heard it, don't go listen to it. I don't know. It just does kind of seem like, like to say racist, but I mean, it kind of does seem like, what does it matter what you look like? The guy could play baseball. Like, it doesn't fucking matter.
It just sucked that he defended it by like, I'm a black man. I know what it's like. It's like, bro, then, if you know what it's like, then
why say it?
Like, that's kind of where it gets murky. And I like to just be like,
oh, I have an Asian friend. It's not bad.
He's like, good at baseball. No. Just enjoy it, dude.
I think last year when Byron Buxton was going off and people were saying like, oh, Byron Buxton, you know, he's doing what he was supposed to do. If, let's say, Jeff Passan was to say what Stephen A. said, what Stephen A. Smith said about whatever to like Byron Buxton, he would be fired, in my opinion. Just because it's like white on black.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's...
That's the way I see it.
Stephen A is also like their biggest draw right now, though.
They're making him work. They're making him earn every penny. That's for sure.
It's like Conor McGregor. Conor McGregor says
God, fuck him.
That if the people that said the shit that he does and the outcomes were the same, they're fucking cut. They're in Bellator. They're in ONE FC.
Yeah, whatever. Well, that's true. I mean,
but Conor is just the biggest draw.
Tom Brady's going to get a lot more slack than the 7th round guy.
Jared Stidham.
Way more. So, yeah, I mean, it's going to happen. I mean, being for us trying to be authentic podcasts, when stuff like this happens, it's just hard to like even
talk about
entertain it because it's almost like, dude, like,
sets everyone back.
Like, you're not like that in real life. Like, come on. Just enjoy it. Just enjoy Ohtani. It doesn't matter. Like, why do you need him to speak?
The guy's nicest guy in the world. You know what I mean?
You watch baseball to hear guys talk. You watch home runs. Like, I want to see home runs. Like,
enjoy the show, buddy.
Literally. All right, let's get into questions, and then we'll do home run and Halo, and then we'll get out of here. So a couple questions. I'll start at the bottom.
You want to go real quick thoughts on Adam Eaton?
Oh, shit, yeah. Go on Adam Eaton.
I mean, I don't hate it. I think outfield Adam depth. Eaton.
A lot of people hated it.
Outfield depth is good because he's
You think he starts Friday?
He's actually an outfielder.
Yes.
I don't know if he starts, but he's actually an outfielder. It's hard because there's questions about his character. There's also questions about his bat. Ironically, he hit a ball this year right above the yellow line.
But
so if he can do that over and over.
If he has character issues, he's going to be the first one standing up for like people when they scrap.
Yeah, but if me and you don't get along and then you stand up for me when we scrap, I still don't care.
What do you mean?
Like, if me and you, if you're annoying and I'm like, get the fuck out of my face, and then I get in a fight and then you defend me, I'm like, yeah, you should defend me. Like, I'm the best guy on your team. Like, it's not going to make me feel differently.
Yeah, but that would be like, all right,
this guy's, be cool.
That would earn some points.
Yeah, but like, if you're a dickhead, it makes it tough, though.
I don't know if you're a dickhead after you get cut. I think that kind of really fucks and fucking brings you back down to earth, don't you think?
You would hope, and you would hope that he puts his
character. Well, what are the deals with him being a dick? Like, who's saying he's a dick?
Well, it's just like within the White Sox, like Ozzie Guillen, I think, said that he was sus with
Ozzie Guillen also.
Yeah, also questionable character. But then he kind of like incited that shit with the Indians this year.
And I don't hate that, because like I wouldn't mind either. Like a Castellanos on my team. Like, I'll fucking take Nick Castellanos all day.
Yeah, but I guarantee you Nick Castellanos' teammates love him.
Yeah, but then it's like that's kind of like a tough, like, because I remember the Indians thing. He was like, someone tagged him too hard or something. I don't hate that.
I don't know. Don't get me wrong. I'm rooting for the guy. He's a Halo now. I'll fucking
He ride better for fucking him. Defend our boys if he's gonna be Mr. Tough Ass.
I'll ride for him. I'll defend him. He's an outfielder. Halo now. He's actually an outfielder, and he hit a home run above the yellow line this year. So keep doing that.
He literally just needs to hit 260.
I don't even care how he hits. 220. I'm just glad
we can't. We can't sacrifice a bat. We can't.
260.
We can't sacrifice a bat, bro. Just this. Literally the second, bro. Adam Eaton, I hope you're listening. The second you make an error in the outfield, get the fuck out of here. Unless he's hitting dingers,
which is ironic because he also made an error at Angel Stadium this year.
Yeah,
for me, he's just got to play defense. I mean,
like I said, the second you make an error, get the fuck out.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, because I cannot see Luis Grinjifo overrun a routine fly ball. I just can't see it anymore.
I'm kind of done with the infielders and outfield experience.
I hate it, dude. It's
for sure.
I hate seeing Phil Gosselin right under a baseball and it. Lands like 2 feet away from like.
Yeah, but that's not their fault.
And then Taylor Ward, number one Salt Lake B of all time, Salt Lake B Hall of Fame, Taylor Ward. I'm kind of done with him too.
Yeah.
Play catcher if you want to keep on.
Catch the ball.
We
got to go.
We need people in the outfield.
All right, questions from the fans. Shout out you guys for sending them over.
Well, I do like rapid fire.
I'm happy you guys are sending them. I know you're not tired.
Because last time. Knuckle up. Last time was 100, an hour and 40. That's just too long.
400 listens.
Too long.
All right. This one's from Joshua Harris 20. What's more likely, a trade for pitching or a call up of a pitching prospect like Packy or Detmers? It's got to be trade, right?
I think it depends where we're at.
It's got to be trade, Carl.
I would like, but I can see the front office being too horny for our prospects and keeping them and just bringing up a guy like
Packy.
Hey, C Rod, you're back.
I like Packy. Packy's looking good this year.
C Rod, you're back after the break.
All right. You think C Rod's coming back?
No.
Is there any injury updates with the Angels? No, right?
No. Upton, I can't really give you an exact date because Madden is around the bush with
Sam Blum asking the hard questions.
Detmers and Hector Yan look good in the
All-Star
game. Oh, yeah, that was cool. Shout out them. This is from J_Munchies. He's going to hear this and hear the first part of the episode and realize that I don't like underscores, but I'm still going to read your question. With the news of Sutt getting booted recently, who was your favorite Angels play-by-play guy?
Got to be Victor. All time?
I'm going with Vic, yeah. I like Vic.
It's got to be Victor. Time, yeah, I'm sure. Actually, and then also, I was a fan of Steve Fizioc. Big fan.
I don't like that last name.
He was tight, though. Him and Rex Hudler had a good dynamic. I heard Rex Hudler would go to my dad's work. Mm. Hammered on like a Wednesday afternoon.
Nice. I didn't really like Victor.
Why?
So casual. Drive home safely. And I was like, all right.
So what do you want out of a commentator?
I like
you Matty want a homer.
V. No, I like Matty V. Where
I don't like Matty V.
Every homer and call is different.
Yeah, bro, but then I also
fly out the center. Yeah. And you think it's a homer?
I don't like it when he goes. Yeah,
that's, you know what?
Over the mall.
To be honest, I know a lot of people don't. I like Joe Buck.
I like Joe Buck too.
I like hearing.
He's not doing Angels baseball though.
Yeah, yeah. I
guarantee you that.
I want Chris Berman.
Yeah, I like Joe Buck.
Shohei Ohtani, back.
Whoop! Phil Gosselin, bumbling, stumbling. It's like, bro, he fucked up the ball. That's why. The Django Fett. If it came down to trading Marsh or Adele for Scherzer, who would you rather trade, and what kind of extension would you give Scherzer after the trade?
Brandon Marsh?
I trade Adele.
I'll trade Brandon Marsh.
I trade Adele.
If it's like just one or the other, probably Marsh, but it's in my opinion, would probably have to be Marsh plus some or just Adele
Brandon Marsh,
plus
Griffin
a little
Canning.
Less.
Yeah. Brandon Marsh, Griffin Canning.
I think
3 year extension.
And we pay fucking
3 years?
Yeah.
3 year extension.
Nah, 2 years.
I think he's like 35 already.
So what? Roger Clemens, the other Rocket, was like 42 in one fucking.
He was also on Royce.
Bloody sock.
All right.
So is the other Rocket.
Yeah.
All right. Happy Feet 2416. Buyers or sellers? Definitely buyers.
Gotta be buyers.
Gotta be buyers.
Dallas Buyers Club. But
Perry. Oh, we were actually going to have Perry on today. Fuck. Next week.
What? You can't just gloss over that.
Eric Lope 7238 7956. Do you think the home run derby will change Ohtani swing at the plate? How many bombs do you think Trout will hit in the second half?
I don't think it will.
I don't think so. Don't say yes, Pete.
No, what I all was right. gonna say
because it didn't change his swing of the All-Star game.
Yeah, exactly. I just, in my opinion, it's all about the hitter. It's all about how you prepare.
That's what he's asking about.
Yeah, you know, I just think it's all about the hitter. It's all in your mind. I mean, you take BP every day. I mean, the homer dirt, yeah, you're just trying to lift
except
the ball,
not shy,
I guess.
Allegedly.
You know
he
what I mean?
Take BP.
So I just think it's all up to the player.
Yeah,
I,
for sure.
You know what I mean? It's all how you prepare.
Right. I do like the theory of like maybe it helping a hitter swing if they're slumping beforehand.
On three, how many home runs for Trout in the second half?
How many does he have right now?
Just no, say how many he's going to hit in the second half.
30.
One.
Just kidding. Not
20.
Yeah, no, I'd say like 15.
21.
I was going to say 21.
Fuck, all right. 1, 2, 3.
22. 15.
You're a fucking asshole.
Dude, that was the worst.
iCarly Spencer three. Underscore underscore.
Oh, King Jug Spence?
King Jug Spence.
Yeah.
Favorite Angel player of all time?
Mike Trout.
Eric Ibar.
You're an idiot. Trout. Chavez, 760. Assuming we're buyers at the deadline, who are you most comfortable letting go of besides Adele? And if not Adele, why? Sell everybody. I don't give a fuck.
Jordan Adams.
Everybody except Detmers, to be honest.
See, here's my thing. It's funny you said that because I'm so comfortable letting Brandon Marsh go to the moon.
I think you're wrong there.
Jordan Adams is... The ceiling is higher and he's younger.
Oh, Jordan Adams. See ya. But between Marsh and Adele, it's Adele for me.
To let go?
I think so.
No shot.
I say Adele. No, not Adele. Adams and Jermaine Jackson. We'll smell ya.
Mom's not going to like that. I mean, I guess I can. Look, whoever's in the minors and they're gone, see ya. If you're not wearing a red halo, I don't give a fuck. If you're wearing a B outfit, get the fuck out of my face. Oh, actually, he got to stay. Last one from Trevor. Shout out, Trevor. How many home runs does Shohei finish the year with? How many saves does Rice Sell finish the season with? How many hits will Max have in the Barstool Barnburner?
62. Ohtani,
62?
38.
I think Ohtani's getting 55.
Okay.
I think Ohtani hits 61 because that's what he's on pace
62,
for.
38, 1.
How many?
He's on pace for 61.
I'm going to go with 55. Remember we made that bet, the Ohtani home run? You would have killed me.
Oh, to beat you in the first half?
Yeah.
62, 38, 1. That's my.
And then Rysel, I don't know how many saves he has, but I'm guessing we win another 50.
I think he has 18.
Five games in the second half, so probably another 20, 18, right? 25. So. Let's say 25 more.
I say he gets to 30.
So, yeah, 25 more. How many hits will I have in the barn burner?
25 one. More? That would be 40.
Zero.
Buddy.
Sadly.
He said 30.
He said he's going to get 25 more, and if he has 18,
I said
right
25
now.
More.
Yeah, I say he's going to have 30 total.
See?
30 total. Okay. Ooh. You said 25 more?
Yes.
And I say he's going to end with 38. Okay.
All right. I'll have one hit in the barn burner.
Zero.
Fuck you.
Quote me on it.
Yeah, I want. I mean, I'm not a hater, though. He's so I'll say
that was a hater comment.
I said one from the jump.
All right.
Actually, you know what? We actually went to the cages the other day.
Yeah, really, you two like the back right now.
Fastballs, dude.
One.
You're fucking done.
You think a guy in the fucking steps onto the mound with a mullet and
you know he told me it was a hater comment, so yeah, I'm gonna give him one.
Max is gonna see a guy with a mullet and say, "I'm done."
He's mullets gonna, mullets are overrated. No, actually, Weaver is his teammate.
Mullets are overrated. Let's be honest.
Oh, what if Weaver struck you out after all the shit that we've talked?
I haven't talked about him. I deleted every episode. All right, that's about it. Halos of the week is probably going to be Ohtani and Walsh.
Gotta be, yeah.
Those two. Home run, obviously no home run of the week. I guess Ohtani's BP fourth deck. I don't fucking care.
Or let's flip it on its head real quick. Play of the week. Walsh saving the AL
West. Oh, wait. There is a home run of the week.
Ohtani?
In Seattle?
Yeah.
Fletcher?
Fourth deck.
Fletcher. Two. Two?
Should we just give it to Fletcher just because he is not going to get it again? All
right. We do need to shout out Jared Walsh never playing left in his career.
Yeah, that was crazy.
And making a game-saving catch.
Shout out Jared.
Don't let Madden see that, please.
Do not let Madden see that. All right.
We're going to have Phil Gosselin at first and Jared Walsh on the left now.
Oh, God. Dope.
All right. Series preview. Three against the Mariners, two against the A's, and then I forgot after
three
that.
Three-game sweep. Let's get it.
Let's go on a run.
Minnesota.
Yes. I would love to go 2-1. Let's get the momentum going.
You would love to go 2-1, but we're going 3-0.
I wish we'd go 3-0.
That'd one game awesome. At a time.
Bring on the weekend.
Riley Chris said we're going 3-0.
We need to get him on. Also, yeah, there's someone on Angels Twitter that wants to interview us. Not all three together, I think, but separately. So get ready for that. All right. Episode 63, long one. All-star game. I mean, wrap-up was fun.
That was fun, man. I had a good time. I had a good time.
You ready for the series preview, yeah, Mariners?
Let's get it. Friday, I'm in that bitch.
Ready? Are you really going?
Yeah, I'm in there.
Where are you going?
If you want to come to the game.
I know if I can go, but I'm saying.
And you have. No, not you.
Oh.
If you want to come to the game and you have a valid MLA format paragraph reason why you should come with me.
You're going to make people write essays on why they should go with you?
Oh, you're going to go by yourself?
I'll do whatever it takes for my team, bro.
That's so weird, bro. You haven't been a baseball game in forever or what?
I'm not going by myself. I just
been, I know, but I'm I've saying the fact that you want to go, like, it's crazy.
Oh, yeah, I've been thinking about this for a long time.
I feel like we got in the thick of things, and I had to be like, hey, you going to game tonight? And you're like,
I was in extenuating circumstances.
Why?
Like, the last few times, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, yeah.
Fuck you. All right, Rocks in the Outfield 63. Shout out to everyone who made this possible. Shout out Rico. Shout out Dallas Rocket. Shout out everybody. So
make that APA format.
Don't do APA format. Please, no. You guys sign off, and then we'll get out of here.
Love you guys. Carl Cervantes 15. You know what it is. Thanks for following me on Twitter.
Yeah, follow the boy Carl Cervantes 15. I think you need a better at, and you'll get more followers.
I'm having fun on Twitter, bro. I got my riders that...
Carl can't pitch.
I got my riders that really... I think I can strike you out. I got my riders that are, like, they interact with all my shit. They're tight.
Keep fucking wrong.
I fuck with them. Love you guys.
Carl SS. Carl Exavila. Carl Can't Steal.
Hot Corner Carl.
Ooh, Hot Corner Carl. Hot Corner Carl. There we get it now before it's fucking swiped. And then Boots on the Ground.
Peter.
Pete.
Soto
P underscore 23.
Yes, sir.
The GOAT. He killed it. Everybody go follow Pete. Pete, actually, I don't know what you need to go work at the Athletic or whatever, but eventually I think you'll do that, but not until we're done here. So, all right. We're out of here. See you guys. Thank you for following. Follow. Thank you for listening. Follow @RocksInTheOF, Twitter, IG, all that. We'll see you guys at the Big A this week. See ya.